I particularly like the middle verses of that lesson. And here they are in the Common English Bible, a couple of the verses, verses 7 to 9. But we have this treasure in clay pots, so that the awesome power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. We are experiencing all kinds of trouble, but we aren't crushed. We are confused, but aren't depressed. We are harassed, but aren't abandoned. We are knocked down, but we are not knocked out. We are clay pots. The creation story in Genesis talks about God forming human beings out of the dust of the earth, clay. But that's a neat image of clay pots. And so I've brought a clay pot, earthenware. There are a couple of potters in this congregation that make much nicer ones than theirs, but this will do. Think of this as us, a clay pot. It's pretty solid, but it's also a little fragile. You've got to take a bit of care with it to make sure it's okay. And imagine that this pot was sitting on your mantle, firewood mantle, and you were about to hang a picture above it. And you didn't have the good sense to take the pot down. And as you were hitting the nail in the wall, and broke the pot. You made a mess, by the way. A broken pot. All kinds of pieces. The lesson today says sometimes we are broken. Sometimes we are damaged. Sometimes that's what happens. And when that happens, what do we do? Sometimes what I do is wish I could go back to a time when it wasn't broken. Sometimes I wish I could just ignore the broken pot and have it restored. God, please let me be whole and complete. Please take away the pain that I'm feeling. I don't want to be broken. You don't want to be broken. But life sometimes breaks us, and a broken arm can be healed. That's a good sign. But this pot, what do we do to that? Is a broken pot hopeless? Hopefully not, if it's us. Even if it's glad, it's not necessarily broken, though I've looked at a lot of people. But in Japan, among the Japanese, there's a method of repairing broken pots. It's called kintsugi. It means gold joinery. And a broken pot is sometimes repaired with some adhesive that has gold in it. And we can't get back to this. The kintsugi enables pottery to get back to this. This one isn't really gold. It's volcanic. I'll admit. It's epoxy and volcanic. You can actually buy kits that include real gold dust. I discovered that on the internet, but the honorarium that you can't get a day so some epoxy and gold paint by the do. But it's actually pretty strong. I've been what? Many times when I feel hurt, when something has happened in my life, I would like to get back to the pot that doesn't show any breaks. But the pot that's repaired, the kintsugi pot, in some ways is more beautiful. It points out, it shows us the broken places that are now healed, made whole. be healed in the broken places, not ignore them, not deny them, but to be healed. Now, often it makes us stronger, like a broken bone that is repaired, becomes stronger rather than weaker. What this passage says, that we have all kinds of troubles. But God is there, Jesus is there. We can be repaired then, and the broken places can become beautiful. Much more expensive, by the way, than when I haven't been broken. People who've been broken are often better able to help others who experience the same kind of troubles in their life. I'm not talking simply, of course, about broken bodies, but of broken spirits. The people who are hurt by life circumstances. The people who are struggling with even their own self-worth. God's will is for us to be healed. And even, when it comes to physical ailments, some we can recover from. And some we don't recover from. There's a passage, it's verse 3 of Psalm 147, says that God will bind up the brokenhearted. When I was 34 years old, I had a heart attack. My first. 2 cents. But not any first. 20 years now. But at the age of 34, I had a broken heart, heart attack. My son was not quite 4 years old. And so I've been trying to imagine or describe what has happened to his father. It made sense to him as he went around telling people, "Daddy has a broken heart." And literally, they had a broken heart. But we have broken hearts in lots of other ways, too. Broken relationships. We have disappointments in life. And in the face of those disappointments, we have a God who seeks to be there to give us the strength we need. The reality is, though, that sometimes, we're more like Humpty Dumpty than we are like our clay pot. Sometimes, it isn't so easy to put us back together. Sometimes, illness cannot be cured. Sometimes even the brokenness of our spirit is awfully difficult and maybe impossible to restore. There was a professor at the University of Iowa by the name of George Burrell. He taught in the religion department. and was head of the religion department there for a number of years, and his focus was ethics, Christian ethics. He died only 5 years ago, at the age of 96. But I was privileged to hear him speak sometime in the mid-70s. And he was born in a town in Germany. And he had a fairly heavy accent. And he was talking, and what he said, he was talking about the advances in medicine, and how impressed we are. This was in the 70s, and a lot more advances since then. But one of the big advances then, that eventually, in 95, I've been having trouble, was open heart surgery. It could fix hearts. And folks were impressed, and other things that were happening on the medical scene. And as he reviewed some of those, then he said to the accent, "But we have to keep things in perspective. 1,000 years ago, 100% of all people died. Same thing today. No substantial improvement." would repair it, even if the broken places become precious and valuable. Someday we won't be fixed. Part of the message of today's passage is even in that day, we will be okay. This passage also says we always carry Jesus' death around in our bodies, so Jesus' life can be also seen in our bodies. We who are alive are always being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so Jesus' life can be seen in our bodies that are dying. So our struggles, our suffering, can become a place of healing. But even when we face illness that can't be healed, even when we face the loss of those we love, God is there. There is healing. God is there. We command those we love who have died to God. We are confident that the fullness may be even better than Suzuki. The fullness of what lies beyond, but we don't know. Maybe more like a pot that's never been broken. I don't know. I think it's a good thing, a very good thing, that we place our confidence in a God who invites us not to hide our brokenness, but to embrace the strength that comes from the healing experience, whether it's the healing of an illness or the healing of broken relationships. So we celebrate the presence of Christ, and we celebrate the fact that God works through us and others to heal those around us and to heal us. Sometimes it isn't all that obvious what God is doing. Sometimes, often, what God is doing is through the other people around us. So you and I are invited, I think, to do a little technique, pottery repair sometime for those around us, so we may be healed.